Track 66. Edward came, and it wasn't too bad to have him and Dad talking together. I was relieved. We went out to a baseball game with his family. It was a strange game. The bases were very far apart. No one wore gloves, and any time they hit the ball, it made a crack like thunder, which is why they can only play when the weather is stormy. Suddenly, Alice stopped in despair. "They are travelling much quicker than I thought. They heard us playing, and they're running to join us." "How many?" asked Emmett. 3, she said. I couldn't know, but 3 other vampires were coming. Actually, they arrived soon after. A dark-haired man stepped towards Carlyle. "I'm Laurent, and these are James and Victoria." "I'm Carlyle, and this is my family. Emmett, Jasper, Rosalie, Esme, Alice, Edward and Bella," he pointed to us. "Do you have room for a few more players?" Laurent asked. "We've just finished up." "Next time, with pleasure," Carlyle said gently. It was just a second, but my hair ruffled in the light breeze, and the younger one, James, gave me a severe look. "She's with us." Carlyle noticed that and exclaimed. "But she's human," Laurent protested. "But we won't harm her. You can be sure that we won't hunt in your area, of course." Edward couldn't wait any longer. "Bella, let's go," he said in the most serious voice. He took me into the car and started the engine. Alice and Emmett came too. "We have to get you away from here. Now," he said. "No, Edward, you have to take me back home. Dad will call the FBI," I protested. "You don't understand, Bella. James is a tracker and he wants you. He won't stop until he has you," he cried out loud. "But I can't do that to Dad. I can't leave without a word," I replied. "Listen, I've got a plan. I'm going to tell Dad that I want to go to Phoenix. I'll pack my bag and then we'll run. The tracker will follow us and won't touch Charlie, and Charlie will be safe." "It makes sense," Alice said. "Emmett and I will take her to Phoenix. You'd better stay and wait until James is off her trail. Then you can come and stay with her." Edward was impatient and sad. "Okay, I suppose I can do nothing but accept."